It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Charles Payne.
I'm Martha McCallum, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. I'm John Saucier. The state of Montana is into a legal battle now over whether or not they can actually ban the use of TikTok in state. The controversial social media app linked to China has been fighting for survival in the U.S., and Montana has become the first state to ban it. But can they even do that?
The TikTok ban prohibits the use of TikTok by anyone physically present in the state, including visitors and others passing through. And that's what makes it so legally confusing and challenging and overreaching and quite difficult to enforce.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The clock could be ticking on TikTok, but the Chinese-based app and its parent company, ByteDance, are fighting back. They now have a federal lawsuit against the state of Montana, which has come up with a new law banning the app completely. The state is worried about Chinese influence and the company might be sharing user data with. But they also acknowledge this new law isn't exactly already in the bag.
And they said at the time, we know we are going to be open to legal challenges. And here they come just a few days later, because TikTok has now sued the state of Montana.
We're speaking today with Lauren Simonetti of the Fox Business Network.
And the Montana Attorney General doesn't really seem to care, because they say as a state, they're doing what Congress hasn't done yet in banning TikTok, banning people and businesses in the state of Montana from, and I say this with caution, from using TikTok, although you really won't get in trouble if you use TikTok.
What do you mean by that?
The app stores, Google, Apple, they'll get in trouble in terms of being fined $10,000 every time someone in the state downloads TikTok.
So we're not talking about a personal civil penalty here. If I go to Montana and I already have TikTok or I download it online, they're actually going after the app store. That's pretty interesting. And $10,000 seems like kind of a lot, considering how many users there are of this, right?
TikTok says this is completely unfair. They call it unconstitutional. They say it goes against the First Amendment and freedom of speech. They say it preempts federal law, because if you're talking about national security and the alleged ability of China to spy on American citizens and basically become a spy balloon on your phone and know everything that you do when you're on TikTok, that's not a state issue. That's a federal issue. And they said one other thing, and I'm quoting the lawsuit here that TikTok filed against the state. They argue that it hurts interstate commerce. Quote, the TikTok ban prohibits the use of TikTok by anyone physically present in the state, including visitors and others passing through. And that's what makes it so legally confusing and challenging and overreaching and quite difficult to enforce. I mean, think about it. In Montana, you have, what, 200,000 people who use TikTok, 6,000 businesses that use TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. Some of those businesses and users have already sued before TikTok sued the state, saying you're impacting our well-being and our quality of life and our free speech. But let's say you live in a border town in the state of Montana, or you can hook up to a virtual private network. I mean, this is just so incredibly confusing and hard to enforce.
Yeah, and I like that angle as well about travel and tourism to Montana. I wonder if people might be having second thoughts of going to a place where they can't use TikTok. Say you're a travel influencer, right? What are you going to do when you get there? You can't start making videos?
I guess you could
go on
Facebook or Instagram or make them and then post them in another state, or just post it anyway from another network, because it doesn't seem like the state's going to come after you as the user.
But it does seem like this whole thing is super, super political. Like, why of all places, the state of Montana decides we're going to be the ones to ban TikTok? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about this nationwide, even in Washington, and they're trying to figure out which way they should go on it. You know, there's bipartisan disagreement, but all of a sudden, Montana does it. They do have a pretty prominent Republican governor, though. How much do you think that plays into it?
So there is the political aspect of this, which you bring up, and how Republicans might be more inclined, more ready to ban TikTok because that's a way of going after China and protecting American citizens' privacy. But I think young people of all political affiliations are going to say, okay, really? This is an outlet that we love. And businesses of all ages in all places are going to say, enough. I think Montana knows that what they're doing will be challenging, but maybe what comes of this could set precedent for how, as a nation, we address TikTok. I don't think a patchwork state-by-state ban could actually work, but then I think of online sports gambling, and that's patchy, right?
Yeah.
In fact, the Montana Attorney General said, well, that's how we're thinking of it. You know, if we could use technology similar to what states have used to ban online sports betting apps in states where it's illegal, maybe we can just shut them off in certain places, shut TikTok off in certain places.
Yeah, it's a pretty good point there because, I mean, they can be done. You see here in New York all the time, before it was legal, people going to New Jersey to place bets. They're still going right across over the river to New Jersey to place their bets. So I think these individual state laws as it pertains to which apps or which, you know, things online they can use are enforceable, but do we want it to be enforceable is the thing. I mean, TikTok and social media, it can be argued, is an outlet of freedom of speech. And when you're taking one of those things away, I think that there's some people who feel like, hey, you're taking away my ability to communicate, my ability to get out to the world, the thoughts, and also the things I'd like to show on social media. Do you think there's enough backlash to people who are major supporters of the First Amendment that this whole anti-TikTok movement is going to go away anytime soon? Or are we really that concerned about Chinese influence?
I think we're that concerned about Chinese influence.
Right.
And I think if you bring another layer into this, which is artificial intelligence, and who is or what information that has been written or concocted by which people is generating the quote unquote truths that we come to know and believe. I think the First Amendment and freedom of speech is more important than ever right now. This doesn't go, if this defeats all the legal challenges, the Montana ban would not go into effect until January 1, 2024. So we do have several months to see how this plays out, or quite frankly, doesn't. I haven't seen much uproar, aside from that lawsuit by a couple of the content creators in the state. I mean, one of them basically was paid by advertisers and brands. She owned a farm. She sold stuff by posting on her TikTok page for these brands, and she tripled her family ranching income with TikTok as a business. So she was one of the content creators to sue the state for harming her and her livelihood.
Don't expect to go viral while you're in Montana. The state has passed a law banning TikTok and threatens to penalize the app stores which provide it. This isn't set in stone quite yet, though, because of a major legal challenge now playing out. We're talking about this new federal lawsuit that TikTok's parent company ByteDance has launched against the state, and also why the government is having such a tough time figuring out what to do with social media. Lauren Simonetti with the Fox Business Network is with us today. You can also check her out hosting the Fox News podcast, We're Momming Today. We'll have more on this podcast coming up straight ahead. Do you think that we are being too cautious of China, or do you think that this is, you know, actually warranted?
Warranted, and it has spanned more than this administration. I mean,
right.
The worries about China started, they were highlighted under the Trump administration, which is a Republican president, and now they're coming more to the forefront under the Biden Democratic administration. Yes, you might see it more prevalently in certain Republican-led states, but I do think it's bipartisan. We see that it's bipartisan. If you just look at the TikTok ban, it's in more than half of the country. Not all of those states are Republican states. But the question is always, you say you want to decouple with China, to separate or distance ourselves a little bit from China, protect ourselves from China. But China is so ingrained in how we do business, as how we think as Americans, not in terms of their mentality and their communism and their government and all that, but in the sneakers that we wear and the phones that are in our pockets, etc. We're completely intertwined.
All those tags the same.
You can't just pull it apart.
No, absolutely not.
And so it's delicate.
It's very delicate, too. But I think that, you know, it's good to be cautious. I don't know how cautious you need to be. Obviously, this runs really deep. We did learn recently that the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, actually confirmed their app source code is written by Chinese engineers. This is something that many in Washington have kind of latched on to, saying, aha, see, they are linked to the Chinese Communist Party, despite the fact that they said they weren't in a congressional hearing. And my second point upon that is that even if you do ban TikTok, what other app is going to come out there? You're just going to keep fighting this over and over again. So maybe we need some sort of broad legislation that really deals with this whole issue of social media and AI and where the source is to deal with this, because it's like playing whack-a-mole with these apps, right? You get rid of TikTok, another one shows up, CapCut. That was the other big one from ByteDance for American users, which there are millions of, and those American users happen to be under the age of 21 usually, which means—
Okay, but then you put the age limit on whatever site, and the kids lie and get around it. And now, you know, Meta is using literally artificial intelligence. You have to take a virtual selfie, a virtual video selfie of yourself, and that AI software will determine how old you are, and if you pass, you get on. It's just nuts. Can we call this an olive branch? Bloomberg is reporting that TikTok will soon grant Oracle, a major American company, full access to its source code and its algorithms, basically saying we've opened up and now the way we do things is in the hands of a U.S. company. Do you believe them? Do you trust that? I don't know. That's the report. But at least that's showing that TikTok understands its influence, its popularity by users, even politicians here in the U.S., but how unpopular it is for those politicians who are also lawmakers worrying about the security of our country.
What's the difference between downloading TikTok and giving them your data and downloading Facebook? Facebook's an American company, but we've already seen what they've done with so many people's data. They just paid a huge fine to the European Union for extracting European Union data and using it in U.S. servers. So all these companies are doing the same thing. And that's why I'm so interested in the politics of this. It's like, why are we focusing on this one versus this one? See the point there?
We're focusing on TikTok because its owner is ByteDance.
Exactly.
And that is China. That is the difference. But yes, they're all guilty of some transgression. And they all have these huge, I mean, like literally, if you talk to Snap right now, the owner of Snapchat, or Meta, the owner of Instagram and Facebook, whatever company, they say, oh, we work with parents. We work with mental health experts. We work with all of these people because our own data shows us that we are harming you. We are harming your mental health. We are increasing suicide rates. So they're citing themselves and then kind of trying to regulate themselves at the same time, because our Congress is A, slow to react. But I also think, and I don't mean this as an insult, but almost like we don't understand source code. They don't understand. Politicians don't understand the machine learning, anything that goes into what these social media and these tech companies in the Silicon Valley industry does. They just don't understand it. So there's a huge learning curve and there's a disconnect. And now the companies want to self-regulate themselves, essentially.
Well, it's been the Wild West for the past 15 plus years.
And we've let it happen.
As far as government regulations. So now we're seeing the effects of how it's happened over the last 15 years and what effect it's having on people, especially as it's getting more and more proliferated. And here we are. We don't really know what to do because we haven't done anything. Lauren Simonetti from the Fox Business Network talking about Montana versus TikTok. The state of Montana has banned TikTok. TikTok says, no, we're going to fight you in it in a federal lawsuit. Just the very latest in all this. We're going to see how it plays out. But we're glad to hear from you, Lauren. Thanks for being with
Anytime.
Us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.